The arrow may be targeted at a particular spot. But that is not the end of the ministry of that arrow. Venoms, whenever they enter into the blood, they don't stay idle. They move all over the world. I used to go to an hospital somewhere in our state here before. And there was a woman that was brought to that hospital. She was about to cross a small drainage in the market, and she fell, and she had a little scratch on her leg. And the sore refused to heal. They took her to the hospital. And when they got there, the medical personnel, they diagnosed diabetes. So sugar. They said that's why that thing cannot heal. So they now said, let us manage this diabetes for just few weeks, for some time. That if it can come down, we will now treat this sore and it will get well. And before you know it, the pain became unbearable. The sore refused to heal. The diabetes up, down, to the up. The doctors came. They look at the leg. They said this leg is rotting up to the knee. That there's nothing they can do. They have to amputate it. The arrow was targeted at just the feet, the toes. But the venom has moved up. So they amputated the woman. Amputated her. So they were expecting that the wound will heal again. The thing we heal today, we come back tomorrow. After some time, the medical personnel, they sat down, they said, what do we do about this? They examined the leg again. They said, the leg has been rotting up to the hip. What do we do? They said, we have to amputate it up to the hip. And they called the family. They called the woman. There is nothing we can do. We are looking at the toes before. But the venom has consumed the whole leg. He said we have to amputate everything. Each time I get to the hospital, the woman will just be looking at the ceiling like this. Looking at this. One day, I came. I said, the woman is dead. Lift up your hand. I want you to pray. Because some people are praying, I don't like it. Thank you. sit down. Arrows can pierce through the skin and damage vital organs inside the body. Those who fire arrows, they will not fire it to the spot where it will touch, and that person will recover. Fire it into a spot that when it pierces through the skin, it will go either inside the kidney, the liver, the lungs, the stomach, everything that can, you know, take care of you inside. They will try to disorganize it and destroy it. That attacks the vital organ of human beings that are physical. I've seen instances where doctors, where they say, look, we don't know what to bring in. There was a sister in one of our churches before. The problem she had is that she cannot go to the toilet, she cannot defecate. So they took her to the hospital. They did everything. Nothing is working. The doctor now said, go and buy the peppermint, give it to this lady. Yes. So that she'll be licking it. The sister licked all the tirebo in the factory. Nothing happened. And the brethren started to pray. Most of you that you can just go to the toilet easily, I don't think you say, ah, thank you, daddy, that I can just go to the toilet and come out easily this morning. And they were about to carry out a surgery on her one day. As they were wheeling her inside the theater, suddenly she farted and released some gas into the atmosphere. And there was thick smell all over the place. The assistants and the nurses said, what happened here? What kind of smell is this? And they were asking them, ah, you farted? Zello, you farted? Somebody said, ask from this woman now. And they asked her. And she said, yes. And the one that has just farted. The doctor now said, because you have farted now, there's no need for that surgery. It shows that you can go to the toilet on your own. That was what averted that surgery that day. And they took her back to the ward. Somebody here that the arrow that has been fired against you to cause severe hemorrhage. Bleeding. Bleeding. Arrows are meant to cut your blood vessel so that there will be unnecessary bleeding coming out. She doesn't have a day for a period. It's every day that she has been bleeding. I've seen it, not in the Bible, no. Every day. There is nothing they have not done. They removed that wound. Yes. The blood continues to flow.
Bless your hand upon your